You're listening to the Stock Day Podcast. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube for breaking news and actionable market intelligence on OTC, Pink Sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Today's episode is sponsored by Knightscope. The rise of the robots is happening, and it's happening now. Knightscope is deploying AI robots to help make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Join us and be a force for good. Visit Knightscope.com/rise. Long Knightscope, short the criminals. On today's show, my guest is the CEO of Amplitech Group, Mr. Fawad Maqbool. Amplitech trades in the NASDAQ under the trading symbol AMPG. Amplitech's mission is to develop quality, state-of-the-art microwave amplifiers through a company built on experience, proven technical expertise, superior design heritage, and complete customer satisfaction. Amplitech Group was founded by Fawad Maqbool to fill the need for high-quality, reliable, state-of-the-art RF components at an affordable cost, with quick deliveries and hassle-free customer service. Mr. Maqbool has over 30 years of experience in the design of microwave amplifiers and components. He has developed a wide variety of amplifier product lines, from LNAs, which are low-noise amplifiers, and MPAs, medium-power amplifiers, to broadband telecom amplifiers for the microwave and fiber optic communications firms. I'd like to welcome onto the podcast Fawad Maqbool. Fawad, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Matthew. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Excellent. So it's my first time visiting with you. I know you've spoken with Everett before in the past. I touched a little on this in our opening, but if you would please, for our audience, people who are familiar and might not be familiar, give us more of an understanding of what Amplitech Group does and how your products may already be familiar to our listeners.
Well, Amplitech Group, of course, high-tech company, but what we're all about is communications, mainly wireless communications. When you think about an amplifier, you think about your guitar amplifier or something like that, but that's not the case. Well, simply put, we mean more bars on your phones, higher signal on all your receiving systems, so you get a better signal, higher data throughput of all your communication devices. So everything we do is enhancing and enabling the communications, the wireless infrastructure. So that can happen in many different ways, whether it's radar systems or military drones or it's, the satellite communication systems, the LEO, MEO satellites that they're launching all over for high-speed internet connectivity. Could be airline Wi-Fi systems where we're improving the communication between the satellites and the planes or satellites and the ground stations. So the key is the connectivity and the connectivity in this entire ecosphere of communications. So you have ground-to-air communications, you have air-to-air communications. In every single component, receiving component, you have our components, which are the amplifiers. Without that, your signal cannot be picked up, your data cannot be transmitted at the highest speeds possible. So we are a very enabling component. We're active in many areas of communications, but also in quantum computing applications as well, because we have to pick up very sensitive quantum signals that get amplified, and that's your ones and zeros for your quantum computing and AI applications as well. So many different applications, but all core component is the amplifier, low noise amplifier.
Excellent. And the amplifier is of your design, is that correct?
Yes. It's of my designs. And the key is that it's a low power dissipation, which is what many manufacturers need, OEMs, they need them, because the power dissipation is key in a satellite. And the power dissipation is key in quantum computing because it's operating at cryogenic temperatures at 4 Kelvin temperatures. So the current has to be low. The voltage has to be low. There's only a couple of companies in the world that can do this. And one of them is us, a U.S. company.
So then the charge is taking the technology and getting it into the hands of the people who can benefit from it by expanding their own businesses. What's that process like for you? Are sales and promotion all internal?
Yes, so I'll just give a history. Almost two years ago, we uplisted to NASDAQ to provide the world with the connectivity solutions. Because we had a component that was the best in noise figure, we had to put it out there so that everyone can understand. It ushers in many technologies. It ushers in augmented reality. It ushers in virtual reality. Meta whole platform is augmented reality, virtual reality. Without 5G, true 5G communications or 5G towers, you can't have that speed that gives you that AR and VR. You can't have telerobotics. You can't have telemedicine. All of those things you cannot have without a very high-speed 5G, true 5G, gig-speed connectivity. That's what we're offering. We're making the radios with our amplifiers in them, the things that go on the tower. So your quality of life is going to be increased. Plus also all fully automated vehicles, any of those kinds of things need very high-speed connectivity because you gobble up data like crazy. You can't have that without these.
Absolutely.
So a lot of big businesses are not going to be coming in if we don't give that 5G connectivity.
Sure. Sure. Our audience on the podcast is made up primarily of prospective investors, and they're always interested in the financials. So what's of note to share from 2023 for Ampletech, and what are you looking forward to in 2024?
Well, 2022 was a big year for us. So we went from, we had only one core component company. We went from one division to five different divisions now. We have a division in Silicon Valley that does distribution of packages and leads for all the ICs. We have a division in MIMIC Design Center in Texas that actually manufactures, designs these chips that go into all these radios and cell phones and the 5G systems, as well as the quantum computing system. So we're on the chip level design so that we can access very large volume applications, which is what the case is right now, phased array applications, massive MIMO. And we have the headquarters here in Hauppauge, Long Island, which is in the second largest industrial park in the nation. So basically, from 2 years ago, we have gone from $3.5 million of income all the way up to $20 million last year. And we're going to be hitting about 17 or 18 this year, a little bit lower because the markets have been really bad. Asia business has been down. Semiconductor business has been down. But our base has been built up. We have a very high technology platform now. Our products are right now being completed. We spent some R&D in the last 2 years. We've still hovered around profitability. But next year is a pivotal year because all those products like the 5G radios that will retrofit all the towers that are out there. There are millions of sites in the world, private 5G networks we're going into. The quantum computing, we're in the top 100 customers that are making quantum computing right now, which is basically the companies like Google, Microsoft, AI, IBM. They're going to use these because AI, you know what's happening with AI. They need quantum computers and supercomputing to crunch all that data that you and I are generating from our phones, from our laptops, from everything that we do every day. It has to be crunched. So once you get that data, you have to have wireless connectivity that's going to take these huge gigabytes of data and transmit them over the air and then process that signal in quantum computers. So we're all connected and we're in all of these businesses and we're enhancing major components of these businesses. Without our components, it would be very difficult to achieve this true 5G connectivity as well as wireless applications.
Thank you. You alluded to this briefly, but what's the supply and demand picture look like currently for the post-pandemic climate? You know, raw materials and goods, are we back to full capacity for access to materials needed, or where are we at? Can you assess for us?
We're back up to maybe 80% of our potential. Now, what happened was a lot of people during the COVID times, they were buying lots of inventory because they had shortages and they wanted to avert all these shortages. So the division that we have in Silicon Valley, that division, which actually had banner years, we did 14 million just that division because all of the pent up demand that was there. And we were a distribution company having very, very unique products and packages that the whole world needed for the digital chips. Their customers are Microchip, Qorvo, you know, and Maycoms, all those chip makers. So that now, as obviously it's waned now because people have so much inventory from those times that they're not buying any new. But at the end of this year and starting next year, it's predicted and by the research firms that all the semiconductor business will jump. I mean, it'll increase tremendously. The CHIPS Act has come out. lots of people are making the front-end semiconductors, and they're going to need all these chips so that they can have their own supply building up again. The demand is increasing as well next year.
Thank you. On the website, which is amplitechgroup.com, amplitechgroup.com, you list off a number of notable customers that our listeners will be familiar with, like Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Honeywell, and more. So I wonder if you'd please share with us a little bit about any current or pending partnerships that you're particularly enthusiastic about.
Well, I mean, all these clients we've had for years, but what we've gotten, because we have expanded our product line, we've opened up a whole new area of business in passive components as well. Our R&D has put out not just the amplifiers, but now we have passive components that all these OEMs, they need a one place to get all their quality stuff. So what we've been trying to do is to give them that option. We have created an online store as well. So all these very high-end clientele can come and buy the highest level component from us, but then also can get all these other supporting components, which are passive filters, filters and amplifiers and systems that we make and design in our MMIC department as well. So our costs have gone down. We've lowered our costs. The margins are very high based on the fact that they're chips, right? So they can be used in many applications for a much lower cost, and we can make everything. There's no touch labor involved anymore. So what we've done is increased our gross margins higher than what we've had, 50 or 60% over the past. And our net profit margins are going to be much higher also, in 20% range, 20%.
Yeah, I think you've just basically spelled out my last question here, the answer already, but I will go ahead and ask it. So for any prospective investor, why would now be the right time to be looking into Amplitech?
Well, it's the perfect time because we've spent the last 2 years building a base of new and expanded products. Now we're ready to take those products to the market and open the doors, so to speak. The next year, we are talking to many large carriers, many large private 5G customers that want these very advanced radios in, and they want demonstrations. They want these to be going up for them. We also have been working on hardware encryption chips that are anti-hackable that will go along with these 5G networks and make them fully secure. We all know what kind of problems we have with hacking, right? Everybody's been hacked. And the old software, the software encryption does not work anymore. Matter of fact, these quantum computers are breaking those all the time. But what our software solution, our solution is not software, it's hardware, it's chips. These chips are NSA level chips. They cannot be hacked. So they're going to go into every one of our 5G systems and secure them. It can be a secure phone with our chips. You can secure a router with our chips. You can secure the entire network. And that's something that no one else in the world would have. They would have an anti-hackable secure network at 5G speeds, up to 1 gigabit per second, 2 gigabit per second. And imagine your phone having 5 bars and then showing a true 5G, not what they're saying right now. It's all fake. You get maybe 100 megabits per second right now, but you'd be able to get a gigabit per second on your phone. That means downloading the entire trilogy of Star Wars in 1 second, less than a second.
Yeah, again, that's an example that's very relevant. And I was going to ask you, you know, you're on the inside track here by creating the technology. Everybody's familiar with AI and the advent of AI and quantum computing. From your vantage, what do you think are some ways that we're going to see AI implemented over the next year that we might not be expecting now that you've caught wind of already?
Well, we already are seeing a lot of this AI capability. And as I mentioned before, the connection there is the ability to have supercomputers that are connected via the cloud. So right now, the IBM's main business model is to be able to have people access their quantum computers so that they can have, businesses can access that and then use them in their business to calculate all kinds of things, all kinds of metrics maybe that you and I generate every day. They sell this information, right? Google sells everything, what hospital you went to, what restaurant you went to, where you ate, you know, what vacations you take. So all these numbers have to be crunched. So businesses will use these quantum computers that IBM will lease through the cloud. And again, if it goes through the cloud, it's going to be wireless, right? You're going to need our 5G networks to go to that speed and crunch all that data. So it's all this ecosystem, which is essential in the creation and generation of data and the manipulation of data for artificial intelligence applications. There's a whole slew of things that are going to be done in AI, as you can see already with ChatGPT and all these other programs. They're using these supercomputers to make these calculations in, you know, billions of a second.
Fascinating.
We're going to see a lot more. We're on the knee of the hockey stick for that part.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Very interesting for all creators, for all business. It's really profound to watch it take effect. For anyone interested in the company, the primary resource is AmpliTechGroup.com. Is that correct?
Yes. AmpliTech Group.
All right.
APG.
Yep. AmpliTechGroup.com, correct?
Right.
Okay. Any last notes you'd like to leave with our audience before we sign off today?
Actually, we have two websites. One is AmpliTech Group for an overall view, and then we have AmpliTechInc.com, which is really where all our technical information and video is. So you have that to look at all the various different products we have as well. So AmpliTechInc.com would be the site to go to.
Fantastic. My guest today has been the CEO of AmpliTech Group, Mr. Fawad Maqbool. AmpliTech trades in the NASDAQ under the trading symbol AMPG. And like you just stated, for more information on the company, you can visit them online, AmpliTechGroup.com or AmpliTechInc.com. Fawad, great to visit with you for the first time. Huge terrain to cover in a short period, but let's check back in with each other shortly and get another update very soon.
It's great to be here, Matthew. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Spotlight Media Corporation, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when investing to determine investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.